I don't know which of the three readings, the main readings, did you choose to help you live your Christian life better this week. I wonder which one Bill would have picked if he was able to preach. I chose the gospel and just that last section of it because it really challenged me. The whole idea of going out and actually living in a very overt way my Christianity so that those people who might be wanting it will actually experience it and join us. We call it evangelization, right? That's a very strange word. But all I can remember back in 1968, I was a seminarian and I had a summer, so they sent me to Eunice, Louisiana, and I had to do census work down there, going from house to house, knocking on the door and asking, are there any Catholics or former Catholics here? That's as close as I got to what I understand being sent out like those apostles were being done, huh? Actually being sent out. Now, I know why I did it, because I was ordered to. Pat Day and I were sent out because our names were recorded as missionary servants, and we were seminarians, and we followed obedience. Was it easy? Absolutely. Not for a person like me. I don't like going and doing cold calls. I don't know about you. But so this was a real challenge. But I did it because I was called by my name. You know, it's interesting. We ask the first question. We don't ask them, do they want baptism? We say, what name will you be known now in the Christian community who will live out your following Jesus by name? You're called, and once you and I ratify that in confirmation, then we are sent. Now, evangelization. I'm challenged by that. And I'm a priest. I don't know how much more you might even be challenged. Because you are supposed to go out and so proclaim the good news by your life that people who are hungry for whatever Jesus' message of universal love, brotherhood, and sisterhood, and the idea that you will be forgiven and you'll be healed and you'll always have a home. I don't know how you do it, but it is a demand in today's scripture. Who is the best evangelist you know today? Who is the person that you know is so living the way and proclaiming it by life that people are saying, those who are hungry, because there are people who are not going to be. As a matter of fact, an evangelist will often reveal those who don't want anything to do with it, no matter are inimical to it. Who do you know? I know one. His name is Pope Leo XIV. He's only living the way of Jesus. He doesn't enter into personal debate. He merely keeps proclaiming the good news. And he lives it. Just as Francis did before him. Forgiving people who even the church in the past doesn't seem to want to forgive. You know, it's fascinating that the good news is alive by people just keeping in front of others the simple, beautiful message of Jesus of Nazareth and following that way by a life that mirrors that message. You know, he doesn't enter into any personal condemnation. Although, once he speaks, you see people popping up and attacking him personally, questioning whether he's a theologian enough to think about Jesus' way. Or that somehow war is a value and accuse him of being against crime. So it's fascinating, isn't it? Who do you know and how are you going to? Now, because we have a baptism, I'm not going to pass the microphone, but I'd love to hear how you are going to go out now because you have been called by name, and you're under the orders, like I was in 68, to go out. How are you going to do it?